At the fair. Interview 3.
You're going to listen to an interview with Cedric, a Eurofighter pilot with the Austrian Air Force. While listening, complete the sentences 6 to 14 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. You will hear the recording twice.
Why did you want to become a fighter pilot? When did you first get the idea to do this?
Since my childhood, I've been impressed by the low-flying jets of the Austrian Air Force, which could be seen flying in the area of Zeltweg and in the adjacent mountainous areas during their training flights. After all, which young boy does not dream of flying such an airplane? Nevertheless, I decided to become a military pilot only after the screening process I took part in at the age of 17, when I received a first impression of the fascinating world of flying and the tasks of a military pilot. That is when I made my final decision. If I was going to be a military pilot, then only on jet planes.
How did you apply for the job? Do you need any special background for this?
The requirements for training to become a military pilot are voluntary enlistment in the military and a successful screening process. During this screening, the applicant has to demonstrate his physical, mental, and social skills in a multi-stage selection process. At the end, there is a pre-selection to which the best participants are invited, where their competence is evaluated by specially trained military flight instructors. The applicant has the opportunity to show his talent via actual hands-on flying during his first flights, as well as receiving the necessary theoretical and practical knowledge. If he successfully completes this final phase of the screening process, the young applicant is introduced to his appropriate pilot career. Basic requirements, which everybody has to have, are a completed school education or apprenticeship, a good knowledge of English, A-levels, and an excellent reputation.
What kind of special training did you need? How long did it take?
The training for jet pilots includes officers' training and training on different types of airplanes over the course of several years. It starts on the training aircraft Pilatus PC-7 at the flight school in Zeltweg and continues via the jet trainer to the last step, which is the air surveillance aircraft of the Austrian Army, ÖBH, the Eurofighter. Physical fitness, aeronautical competence, and the ability for complex decision-making within seconds are taught and trained in a step-by-step approach. The basic flight training lasts for 1 year, and the training to become a fighter pilot on the appropriate type of aircraft another 1 or 2 years.
How often do you still have to take part in training sessions? Is it different depending on where you have to fly?
We say, train as you fight and fight as you train. Fighter pilots may be compared to top athletes. In the case of an actual engagement, the pilots have to perform at the highest level and, unlike a sports competition, more or less 24/7 and 365 days a year. Therefore, permanently maintaining excellent training conditions is obligatory. Studies have shown that situations experienced under stress and exceptional conditions during daily flights, as well as under extreme conditions, can be mastered faster and more safely as a result of training. Therefore, it is necessary to train for different types of engagement regularly. This includes basic flying skills, instrument flying, as well as combat training.
What are the challenging parts of the job?
Every flight is unique. Different assignments and tasks, continuously changing weather and environmental conditions, have to be considered before and during every flight. This is a challenge.
What is the most exciting part of the job?
In a nutshell, to be able to fly one of the most advanced fighter airplanes in the world.
What advice would you have for someone who wants to do this job?
In addition to the psychological requirements mentioned at the beginning, physical fitness is a basic requirement to be able to endure the extreme G-loads, up to 9G, 9 times normal gravity, which can act on the body during flights. Everybody interested in this job should go for it.